Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, The Temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I started wrestling when I was 12 years old, and then judo when I was 20, while still in college. Once I graduated, I found the toughest inner city dojo that I could find. And even though I was still in the middle belt rankings, with my past wrestling experience and an avid love for powerlifting, I could hold my own against some really good brown and black belts. I had set my mind to it, actually, that I would not get whooped, no matter what the rank of my opponent. So I earned the nickname of the secret weapon, a nerdy banker with glasses who would come walking in, but then get on the mat, and it was go time. So when I had made my way up to that black belt level, I really thought that I could hold my own against anyone. And it wasn't unusual for guests to drop by our dojo on the weekends. But I couldn't help but notice this one guy who came in and had more accoutrements to his black belt than I had ever seen. But no matter, I was bigger and I was stronger and was sure not going to let this stranger one-up me in my own dojo. And you know what happened? This guy just seemed to have my number. Every one of his attacks seemed unstoppable. And I was so stubborn that morning that I partially dislocated my elbow when I would not tap out of one of the arm bars that he got me in. I got whooped by this dude like it was child's play. Now, it just so turns out this wasn't your average everyday judoka. He actually turned out to be one of the better Olympic contenders of the day. So I analyzed the situation. I did not see him as a threat. I totally underestimated the opponent, and I had no defense against his attacks. And this guy was flesh and blood, just like you and me. Now, during Lent, we are about to go out into the wilderness for 40 days to face temptation from the evil one. And I will bet that you get up every day and think that you are a good person and that this old evil foe ain't got no power over you. You don't see him as a threat. You totally underestimate this opponent. You have no defense against his attacks. And if you think you can go it alone, by your own reason or strength, to go toe-to-toe, then you are going to get whooped. You are going to fall hard. You are going and will be destroyed. There is only one champion in this fight against the devil and his temptations. With the waters of the Jordan still glistening upon his back as he steps into this arena, Jesus Christ alone can survive not just these body blows, but to the mind and to the spirit as well. The devil has our number. He knows just how to get under our skin, be it hate or greed or envy or lust. It won't seem to be a threat. We will completely underestimate the temptation and overestimate our willpower. And our own defenses will be rendered useless. This is why Jesus must stand in our place, not only in the wilderness to conquer all temptation of the flesh. It is why he must suffer and die on a cross to redeem our sinful flesh. His greatest temptation then will not come in the desert in starvation, but in a garden after his last supper. Imagine this chokehold. You have seen the worst in humanity, the very people you have come to save. They will betray you. They will deny you. They will spit in your face. They will scourge your body beyond recognition. They will crown your head with thorns. They will pierce you with nails. They will crucify you on a cross. You who are perfect and holy and innocent, and yet they will wag their tongues at you and berate you, even as you hang dying for them. The temptation from the tempter. Just walk away from this Garden of Gethsemane. Don't drink this cup for them. Just leave them and hand them over to me. Or imagine the chokehold when you can no longer breathe, hanging from the tree. All you need to do is tap out. Call down your legions of angels. Save yourself and to hell with them. But His love is too strong. He will not be tempted. He will not surrender until he has paid the price in full, until the cup has been drunk to the wretched dregs, until he has completely poured himself out for you, having conquered sin, death, and the devil himself, and risen again to give you eternal life. Brothers and sisters, you were bought at a price. You are his. And it maddens the devil. And Satan will not rest until you have given him your soul and he has wrestled you from God's kingdom. But there is a mighty fortress that will not fall. The rock that was wounded, and yet the clefts have become our refuge against the tempest. So as Luther would say, if you knew how many fiery darts the devil was shooting at you, you'd run to the sacrament of the altar every chance that you had. You do not need to fight against the darkness and temptation and despair on your own. You can take refuge. Flee to Christ in His Word and in His sacraments. call on the name of Jesus with that one word that can fell our old evil foe. Turn to Christ alone, who is your bread during wilderness testing. Turn to Christ alone, who has the authority and the power to conquer that prowling lion who wants to consume you. Turn to Christ, who alone will lead us out of the wilderness and into the true garden in the promised land of milk and honey. And so we pray. We pray, lead us not into temptation, our Father who art in heaven, but lead us to the one who conquered the tempter for us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And protect us with your holy angels, that the old evil foe truly have no power over us. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Jerry and Patricia Lawson, who serve the Lord in Russia. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.